Today, we're talking about Gohan's hidden strength right here.
Like how that didn't really sound like our
didn't
thing
at all.
We gave it more of a funk twinge, da, but I guess that's just what we have in our soul.
Da,
you know, that's copyright infringement. That's plagiarism. We can't do that.
That's our intro.
No. Specifically, I want to stress that
I bought a DVD one time with that on there, and now
we talked about that a little bit on the watch. Is that we both think the copyright law has gone too far, and we will be staging a listen. All I'm going to say, and this I'm fine with this being public, is that when I go to screenshot something on Crunchyroll, and it's a black screen,
it should just let you screenshot.
What am I paying $15 a month for? All I want to do is send a funny meme, maybe get the subtitles in there. Literally driving me to Kiss Anime or Naruto to go. Well, I forget what the Naruto one was. Naruto.com.
What was did you just give a free plug?
And I'm going to keep free plugging if Crunchyroll keeps taking my money. You know, there's a reason I pay you guys, okay?
We're negotiations for a Crunchyroll sponsor, so I'm definitely going to have to delete all that out.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm kidding. We're not. Because we're supported by you guys becoming key members.
Well, now's a good time to say that. If that was true, I absolutely have no problem cutting it out. I stand for nothing over money. That's true. That's the honest truth. Is you would have never heard my real take if they paid me enough not to say.
Oh,
so.
I mean, let me be 100%. I do not like the fact that they don't let you screenshot. Here's the thing I'll say about this is first off, I'm Nano. That's Dotto. Welcome to Key Moments. But
just let a screenshot, man.
They definitely do that because I imagine, however, iPhones and stuff like that work. Whatever it is that does the screenshot is probably the same tech that would allow us to just screen record, right?
Yeah.
And so my guess, the reason why it just blacks the screen out on any of that stuff is so that you won't share it. But like the screenshot is blacked out as well because they have to black it out so you can't screen share it. But the thing is that's only stopping me and you who would just share a funny, like we just share a funny thing on Twitter, or I might take a screenshot of Freerun and be like Peekrun. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
The thing is if you're screen recording with anything that screen records, that quality is going to be ass.
Yeah.
Nobody that's uploading that wants it to be that ass because nobody would watch it.
Exactly. So you're only stopping you and me from potentially just literally giving them free promo. You and I are not screen recording an entire episode of anime and posting on the internet.
Well, let's not speak for each other on that regard because I am definitely uploading this to make money. But no. I guess... But Key Moments is not. Our reactions do not feature the anime.
What are you recording?
How are you
reacting?
How are you reacting if we get a new Patreon pop up, ba-ding, and it says not Crunchyroll employee _01, and they're just checking. Yeah, they're just making sure we don't have any Dragon Ball in there.
That would be crazy.
It's a little sad. I have to say Crunchyroll now instead of Funimation,
dude. It is incredibly sad. I'm gonna miss the Funimation intros.
I just missed the name Funimation.
What is your favorite Funimation like intro?
I don't even know. The cat. I like whenever the cat pops up with the funny hat.
That's Toei. That's not even funny.
Oh, see this goes to show how little I know about them. But
okay.
Oh, well, the red dot, bro. What am I thinking of? Come on.
All right. Which one of these? And I'll give
I'm
this,
getting shown the.
I'll give this.
That
to
see the red dot. I like. Well. I like the big red circle with the blue bar. Funimation Entertainment.
I like this one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking
way.
About. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Well, because technically,
Toasty, go ahead. Toasty, I mean, technically, it's all, but I'm saying the big red dot with the
until
blue
you get
bar.
Down here with the minimalist shit.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
The 20 year anniversary.
I didn't hate this one.
I don't hate that one. What we're referring to is the modern like purple Funimation with the smiley face, but and I'm really nostalgic for the. The this big one. Red circle, blue bar.
I don't know if I recognize these. Maybe this.
I've seen them before.
I don't know about this one.
That one, the one you pointed to and said, I recognize that, it might be the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, that is horrible.
That is definitely we discovered what, like, Photoshop
drop,
or
yeah,
3D.
They were like, they saw a drop shadow and were like, whoa. That's holy like if a shit. Light source was, like, casting a shadow.
I was just talking to someone recently about thumbnails. And what are your thoughts on a drop shadow? Do you like drop shadows or no? I'm not a big drop shadow guy.
I think
I used to be.
When well placed, I think drop shadows are amazing.
But like, I think you use them sparingly.
It depends.
Like,
I think
if my face is on the thumbnail and also a character PNG, like I'm not putting a drop shadow on both the character PNG and my face.
No, never two drop shadows.
Yeah,
because then it looks weird.
Yeah,
you really have to pick your spots. You can't just put a shadow on everything.
Wait, when did it become a Sony? Was it always... So Funimation has always been a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Did you realize this?
No. I mean, I didn't keep up
with their... I know Sony owns Crunchyroll. That's why they've combined.
Yes.
I guess Sony looked at stocks, essentially. I don't know if they looked at stocks, but basically... But what we meme and say stocks. And I guess they thought Crunchyroll had the higher, better stocks, essentially.
I mean, definitely.
And it definitely does,
If they were looking to consolidate and they were going to choose between Funimation or Crunchyroll?
Is
that even a choice? I feel like I'm honestly surprised it lasted as long as it did if they were both owned by the same parent company.
Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Have you seen what Disney's about to start doing?
No.
It doesn't surprise me, and me and Brianna have been... Brianna's my wife, for those of you that don't know. We've been talking about this a lot. And recently, so I got Fubo for live like sports.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm giving them a free plug here, but anyways. And by the way, I bought in on Fubo in 2021 whenever
stocks or like...
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is a stock podcast. How's that turned out?
Bad. Oh. Terrible.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I joined in on like the meme stuff.
Okay. I just wanted to say like if we could do a little insider trading, like we could... You know, try to get the FUBU stocks up.
Oh, you mean
like we...
Dude,
just say,
I love FUBO.
Buy FUBO. That's what I've been saying. It's like, get those numbers up. And then we get the hell out. And then
huge disclaimer on screen in front of our faces. And Toasty added in like here, let me go ahead and give Toasty the line.
Everything we're saying right now is for pure parody.
Parody, okay.
And nothing we're saying is actually real.
Nice. That'll get those damn pigs off our trail for sure.
Anyways, no. So, but I did. So I did play around in the stock market. Like in, matter of fact, there was that night that me, you, Rhyme, Thunder, was Dion there too. Like we all bought Doge.
Yeah, I did remember that. Which is not fine. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that now, especially. But well, actually, it's been kind of on the rise. This is not a finance podcast. Do not take any of this as financial advice. Just telling
stories.
This is
a finance podcast. We're two top G's, and this is G moments. This is G moments.
Wait, maybe if we say finance enough, we'll get the finance ads.
This is that's huge. SoFi G moments.
No, but I promised I'm going to make this full circle, but. Anyways, there was a night we all bought Doge, and it was like that year. I think it was 2021. But dude, fun story for you guys, by the way. Dotto bought Doge at like a seven tenths of a penny or something like that.
It was a good time to buy. Ironically, that's not what I bought it for.
Dotto at one point had like 300,000+ Doge.
This is so embarrassing. If
you would have held it for about 30 more days. Bro would have had like $200,000, and instead, bro sold it for like $3,000
because it was just gambling at the time. You realize that, right? Like that's all we were doing is just gambling.
But did it hurt you to think like I had $200,000 worth of Doge that I sold for $3,000?
Honestly, and I mean this wholeheartedly, that sounds like as a person, everything I've ever said in my life would assume that yes, I never think about it.
I don't either, actually,
because it
was
so just gambling. Like
100%.
Like I got out. I'm just happy I got out.
There was no... That's not your 401k. That's not your IRA. Yeah, not like
if it would have hurt more if I was literally gambling at a slot table, like I was roulette, and I had like a big amount on number, and then the next time it hit that number, it would have hurt more. Something about it being Doge and it being so fucking stupid is like I feel nothing towards it. Like. Yeah, I probably could. I could have gotten $1 million. I could have gotten -$1 million. It's Doge. It's like, I don't know. I don't even think about it.
I thought about it at the time because I sold my Doge to try to get in on the AMC craziness. Like I sold my Doge for what I paid for it. And then because the AMC, because they shut everything down, like Doge was that was the day Doge rose. So I would have made not a ton, but like more. Anyway, But back to it. So
we need a logo for G Moments.
So we have been using, we've been using Fubo a little more for just than just live sports, which I feel obligated to because it's not cheap. But like we've been into pretty much just year round. We're just watching live sports more and more and more. And I'd be watching like,
what sports are you watching?
Literally everything.
Just you? Is that? Like,
so we're just on ESPN all the time.
I was gonna say,
like when I walk through the living room, I get super caught up in First Take and like.
Yeah, I was gonna say because like this we do a lot of like ironic stories, but literally, like ESPN and like sports debate shows are on in your house 24/7 almost.
Yes,
like that's not even a joke. That's like I go downstairs. It's
we were watching the WNBA draft the other day.
Hey, that's like, exciting stuff.
It actually is, though. Like I mean, Peyton Clark and stuff like that.
Well,
right now.
She's very exciting. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, unironically.
But her and that her entire like class is just sort of like, I mean, this with no offense to any previous WNBA stars, although I probably can't tell you any at the moment.
You did not need.
Okay.
That's pretty funny. You threw me off because I was like, oh, he's going respectful with that. And then you really took a fucking turn.
I feel like her class has like elevated the popularity of like watching like women's basketball. Like,
she, undeniably. Like, well, I don't even mean any disrespect or respect, but she, like, with what she did like in the 3-point contest, like, she captured my attention. It's like, you know, the old joke is like, would you rather have $5 or your local WNBA team win the world championship?
I've never heard that, Donna.
You've never
heard. You want to talk about trying to offend somebody?
You've never heard that? Come
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's literally like, would you rather have, you've never heard this. Like, would you rather have $5 or your local WNBA team win the NBA finals?
When would I have heard that?
I don't know. But Caitlin Clark has like, she's like the Michael Jordan of that sport. Like, she is the icon. Like, she's an icon. And I think I think she's beating Steph next year. If they do that again, which they have to.
Yeah.
I'm betting on her.
Yeah. Probably same.
Unironically.
I was going to say, when you say you're betting, are you going to actually, can you bet on that?
If Key Moments is still around, we should do an NBA All-Star Weekend like reaction where we have money on Caitlin.
Why do you keep saying if it's still around?
Well, I've planted some bombs under the Key Moments headquarters. I lost the trigger, but
if it's still around, probably still gonna be around, man.
Okay, man. Well, I like to say it because then nobody can dunk on us on Twitter, bro. Because like, imagine if
I see,
a year from now, they're like, oh, they thought it was still gonna be around, fell off,
and like, and we just hit them with the
yeah, and then it's the like clip. We said if.
The key moments Twitter that's never active just randomly tweets saying like, I mean, if it's still around, like.
Yeah,
it'll still be around. Thank you guys for supporting us and being here. Now back to bring this completely full circle. So
we were talking about Dragon Ball Z or something.
So instead of going on Disney Plus and having our kids like select something or whatever, which you don't watch a ton of TV when it comes to like that kind of thing. But we've been actually going to straight up just Disney Junior because like right now there's just genuinely, and again, like I mentioned this in a podcast a couple weeks ago, but we like are adding to it, but there's just too many choices that it's so much easier to just throw on like a channel and just let a channel do a thing.
Mm.
So the most long way to get to this, have you seen what Disney Plus is doing?
How long? I want to see the YouTube play bar from have you seen what Disney Plus is doing to me saying no to this.
Getting back to
this. I want to check the time. We are at 14 minutes, but no. So, okay, go ahead.
They are rolling out channels that are just Disney Plus programming that'll just play 24/7 and you'll just select one and it'll just be broadcasting something.
Oh, okay. I like that.
A Marvel channel, probably a Bluey channel, stuff like that. So bringing this full 100% circle, okay. It'd be really cool if Funimation/Crunchyroll/Sony worked together with Toonami.
To do like a Toonami block.
And did a Toonami block on Crunchyroll.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. Now, did it need 50 minutes? No, but that's the life of a podcast. I actually do like that because something about the Toonami aesthetic, like if they act, but I would want them to go like all in, like not just the Toonami block of shows. I'd really like if they had like.
No, they would.
What's his name? Tom? Like Tom, yeah, Tom come in and cut some ads.
I was going to say, you know, I would definitely still want Tom on there. And honestly, like I think it would be smart. It's so crazy. There's just too many apps. There's too much choice.
I got There's too much apps. There's too much choice. Too much freedom. I want to trade that all away.
But would you? Could would I you be you more likely cable? To open? But cable is unironically cheaper now than just trying to have all these different like apps.
I was gonna say, what were you gonna say about?
I was gonna say, but it would also be smart because like, wouldn't you be more likely to open Crunchyroll and just click on that just so you have something on your TV or
yeah, like whatever? My second monitor.
Yeah, is what or that. About. Yeah, and at that point, what they do is they start showing stuff.
The more I think about it, it doesn't even have to be like
anime. I'm about to plug right now.
No, free run.
They just start showing stuff like free run, and you're like, wait, what is that?
I was gonna say like I. More than just a Toonami block, they can have the old shows if they want, but they could just play any anime they want.
Yeah.
It just, but had that Tom, like,
yeah,
and interject. Then now I'm going to connect it into this because something I've been doing a lot more, which sounds really dumb, but I've gotten really bad at like finding and hunting down my own music. I've been using a lot of the AI Spotify DJ, and he's just been fine. Like the AI voice is so fucking funny. He's like, for some reason, does anybody else get this? The Spotify DJ seems to think that human beings listen to certain songs based on what day it is. He'll always go like, now here's some.
I've never. How do I use the Spotify AI DJ?
Just on your phone, you click it, and then he's like an AI DJ that knows your music taste based off what you listen to on Spotify.
Where?
You just look up Spotify. Well, mine is like is one of those top buttons, but you could probably just scroll down, and you get like Spotify DJ. You probably have to look it up maybe or find it or, but anyway, he has a voice. So we'll come in and like, hey, you're listening to music you're listening to some music. Here's some classic rock specials.
Look what my number one thing is.
Japanese introduction. Your phone's been listening to me just brag about my bilingualness.
I promise you, no bullshit. I wasn't really going to talk about it, but like, look right here it is.
What's he pulling up here?
Shit. Sorry. It's over here. Right here it is. Look, with my notifications, Busu.
What's that?
It was teaching me Japanese.
Oh,
like I was genuinely like, and like I like you can submit like clips and like actual native Japanese like speakers can like grade you and tell you.
Oh, that's pretty good. Maybe I have to get on that.
Yeah. So I didn't go your route where I was learning like the actual.
Yeah, I learned the alphabet,
katakana
first.
And stuff. I was just trying to learn like general
sayings and stuff.
Yeah, and I was going downstairs and like talking to them like with Japanese, but then I fell off.
Well, I mean. You know, it's the way of the world. Anyway, what was it? Oh, yeah. Spotify DJ. It pisses me off because he'll do like, this makes sense. He'll go, here, let's listen to some classic rock coming up next. And like, that makes sense. All right, play the genre I listen to. But then he'll go, here's some stuff you love listening to on Wednesdays. But I don't listen to that. Just whatever your algorithm is detecting is a coincidence.
It's really great to be here with you. I'm Xavier. My friends call me X, and from this moment on, I'm going to be your own personal AI DJ on Spotify.
This is your opening line. He's opening to you now. Listen,
I don't set timers. I don't switch on your lights.
What? You don't switch? Music.
I know what you listen to. I see Metro Boomin there.
Wow. Some Metro Boomin?
You got in rotation. Going back into your history for songs.
I do not know this is a thing.
I listen to it all the time now. For new stuff too. It's like just the radio, but good. And they recommend good shit.
Come back every few songs to change up the
vibe. This isn't AI.
Ever not feeling
this is AI. Yeah.
Talking
there's
to
gonna
me.
Be a
yeah.
DJ button at the bottom of your screen. Tap that and I'll come back early to switch it up.
What?
Right, yeah, he'll switch it up if you get too long. It's literally what we're talking about with Tom, but with anime and recommendations. They should literally just do that. Now, I'm not saying you have to make it AI, but you know, you could just have Tom's voice actor record some generic shit like, let's go into the shonen genre or let's mix it up with some rom-com.
Have you watched Frieren yet?
Yeah, you could say that, you know, or you could even have
I'm really into this adventure show right now that's about the adventure ending, Elves. But then things still going on. And
yeah, it's like really, Frieren. It's emotionally poignant.
Have you guys wrote in your notebook lately? Maybe someone's name. Well, I sure hope it wasn't a death note because up next
did you see the Naruto promo that went like pretty big on Twitter?
No, I have no idea.
It was just somebody posting about the old Naruto promo. It was so mid-2000s perfection. It was crazy. But you're basically doing one for one. He literally was like, man, going to school is tough. And then his like AI chick was like, not really. And he's like, well, it is when you're a class clown in a school full of ninjas. Run the promo. And then it was like, the promo went crazy, bro.
I would say that actually sounds awesome, though.
It was all, and they got like the Optimus Prime voice actor to do the promo. And when I quote tweeted it, everybody replying was like, one, it was the ones I found funny were like, some of the lines were like, this class clown's inner demon is about to graduate. And like the whole thing's framed around school. It was a sick my quote tweet was like, this is exactly how you sell shit to Americans in the mid 2000s. It was that good. I have a DVD box set of Naruto. I brought it up. I said, Kenzie, we're watching Naruto now. Like, I'm sorry. Like, at some point we have to rewatch Naruto. So you've been asking me about Frieren. Sadly, because of one promo, all of Naruto has to come forward. Probably not the filler. I'm probably not going to watch that. But I will be watching the movies.
Well, guys.
Anyway, speaking of Naruto.
I'm going to be moving the rest of this podcast over as a Frieren reaction. So if you guys are.
Can I say, though, can I actually cut us off? I think we're getting a lot better at the podcast side of this Dragon Ball Z rewatch podcast.
I agree 100%.
I don't know how people are liking that.
I don't know how you guys
But it's becoming more of a podcast, and the Dragon Ball Z is getting very diluted. But I think it always brings us back. So I honestly think we're in the zone right now.
I would say we're in the zone, and I would say for what I look at a podcast, we're delivering 100%.
We're doing good. We even had Top G. We got some like alpha male stuff in there.
I know there are some people, though, that really wish this entire time we'd been breaking down frame by frame of Gohan and Krillin going off to save Goku.
It did look good, especially we've been really doing.
I am beyond excited to hear your episode rating. Okay. I think I know what it is going to be.
You don't think so? I was going to say, we've been sucking, fucking, and doing spins on the environmental artist.
Yes, we have.
But
someone please at them.
Just all of them. But it's because it was good. Like, Krillin and Gohan do fly into the scene, and the sky is like dark.
That's a sky you'd be taking pictures of to post on Instagram.
I probably would. Yeah. If I was Krillin, I would have been like, this vibe is amazing. But what I really liked is that in the midst of that dark energy and color, the synthetic moon that was directing all the, you know, the Blutz waves.
Yes.
It was like, it was perfect. Like, it was just the sky color showing, like, it was shining bright. I was like, damn, this is like crazy set dressing.
Dude. When when is Gohan going to go grade 8?
I'm thinking it didn't happen this episode, but I'm thinking next episode. This episode was all about the hero in the shadows, hence the title.
Yeah, but the official title of this episode.
Do you just mean Japanese?
How like podcasty am I looking right now, bro?
You look like a white guy on a podcast, dude.
Do I?
Yeah, you got the and the fact that it's a Mac too, like that ups the Caucasian by 20% at least.
Does it?
I think so. Whenever I see Max, I think of podcast.
Dude, I hate fandom pages so much sometimes on browsers.
Brother. Aren't fandom, like, I think people hate the fandom website.
It's like more, pretty bad right now. Yoinking me back down, bro.
I watched the whole video essay on like fans making their own wiki page, but there was like a site that was becoming like a new hub for fandom wikis. Not as in fandom the brand, but as in like, communities.
I can't think of what it was called, but there was an app that tried to get me to try to sponsor a video ages ago. It was an app that was kind of like a forum. Damn, dude, I don't remember what it was called, but we couldn't agree on terms.
You couldn't come to amicable terms.
Yeah, so I never actually did it, but I thought it was cool back in the day. I just was like, come on, you know?
Come on now. You know,
we just couldn't come to terms.
I wonder what the terms were.
I cannot think of what the name of that was.
Well, think about the terms were. I'm more interested in the terms. Like, what were they?
Oh, Dotto, come on. What do you think the terms were?
They were, well, what, they were softballing you? What are they softballing you on?
By a lot.
Damn. $20?
And wanted usage and all kinds of stuff. You start wanting usage and like, we need
Raid Shadow Legends turned you into the face of their corporation. Bro, they basically had you in New York Square, like, as you were the Raid Shadow Legends guy.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you did good work. I'm not even saying like you guys work good together.
By the way, love me some Raid Shadow Legends. Raid, hit me up.
Yeah, you play all the time. I saw it on your phone.
I unironically do play.
When you left the room, like,
and I have some of the rare champions.
I hope this doesn't come off as like invasive or anything. But when you left the room, I wanted to snoop through your phone, so I opened up your usage data because I was like, I got to get a funny screenshot of like the Dokkan and Legend Raid Shadow Legends 256 hours,
and that's just in the last month.
I was appalled.
So I do let it auto battle a lot, but
okay.
Anyways, yeah. So this is Hero in the Shadows. By the way, Raid, hit me up for real.
Don't forget about your boy.
So the actual name for this in Japan was "Don't Die, Father." This is Gohan's hidden strength.
What?
And we got Bomb Hero in the Shadows.
Oh, no, we got, yeah, this is Hero in the Shadows. Sorry. So this is a much more Yajirobe. So maybe, honestly, maybe people were right. Maybe America does love Yajirobe. This was his best episode. He does get
I'm a trying to think of what you're looking at over here.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Yajirobe.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, when I look at him, I think about him and it fills me with joy.
Yeah, I just love this figure so much.
We still have it here, the Great Ape, because this is another...
I didn't want to get rid of it.
This is another Great Ape-centric video. Do you have the... They haven't done a Great Ape Gohan yet.
They've not yet, no. This is the only Great Ape.
That's a little sad, actually.
I wish I had the Shinron one, and I would have brought it out here to show that one off, but I actually I have not gotten
it. Well, you're going to order that with the key moments business money for when we need to do the key moments, like...
Namek Saga?
Yeah. Because then we could have Purunga here as the middle set dressing. We do have some... I don't even know why these guys' hair is yellow down here, but... what were we saying? Oh yeah, I like the Japanese name more. You?
I don't know. Here's the thing. What do you think is more important about this episode? Yajirobe?
It is the Yajirobe.
Or the Gohan.
Okay, you facts and so, logic me there.
Again, though, it's so interesting because they were kind of ahead of the game. Hero and Shadows. Again, you can maybe disagree with me on this, but Hero in Shadows is what you would call the YouTube title of this.
You've been on this YouTube title.
Don't Die, Father. This is Gohan's Hidden Strength is what you call because on a TV show, you've got people locked in anyway.
Yeah. Well, I like when TV shows try to get artistic with it, too. Let's not.
I mean, to be fair.
Like Breaking Bad, you know Felina.
What? You know what? To be fair, Don't Die, Father. This is Gohan's Hidden Strength does not give away the fact that Yajirobe is going to cut off his tail. But I guess Hero in the Shadows.
That is interesting.
Hero in the Shadows, I wouldn't think that either. If you had never seen this before, you read the title, you wouldn't be like,
yeah,
I guess the person that's been running away this whole time, busted out a Capsule Corp car and ran away is coming back to cut off the tail.
He did that in this episode, by the way.
That was nice foreshadowing. Actually, Krillin the storytelling here is impeccable. Krillin tells Yajirobe that you got to cut his tail off to get him to transform back.
Yes.
That was foreshadowing.
That and I did say in the reaction that Krillin saved Yajirobe's entire career with that because it basically gave context to why he hadn't jumped in earlier because he didn't know that cutting the tail. I didn't think of that necessarily.
Yeah, if you don't know about cutting the tail off, what is Yajirobe doing?
Then it makes sense. Then I would be exactly like him, like, well, I literally can't. You know, I would try, but I literally cannot. But knowing you can cut the tail off, him having a sword, it works out.
I mean, Yajirobe is literally human like you and I. So like even him being that close is a hazard because like the rocks in Dragon Ball Z could crush your shit in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and I think they tried in one of the previous episodes.
Vegeta just barely even like brushes the top of one of those like mountaintops and a massive boulder is now heading your way.
I would scream. So he would know he at least got me. But Yajirobe did a great job. This was his best episode. He did redeem himself a little bit here. He's great. Honestly, Yajirobe is great when he is played exactly as the manga has written him.
That's a pretty cool little like mini fig.
Let me just see this up close. It is pretty well detailed. He's got the
we're looking at the minifigure.
He's got the fat Yajirobe cheeks. We are taking a look at the minifigure that we have attached to the much bigger figure. You know, I don't know why I thought this was Vegeta's tail. I thought like this was the tail.
Oh, it's not.
But the tail. No, it's this.
So
anyway, I guess I'll just hand this Yajirobe back or wherever you want this.
Dude, this guy.
Damn, he creaks.
Here, try out his. Don't move his like top body, but try out his legs. Like he has like very.
Oh my god! Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like very well nice. Made.
Here, maybe if I. No, it's not. It's not really picking up, but you can just. He really has.
Dado's trying to give us some ASMR of some figure arts ASMR here.
I'm always looking out for. He's got some heft to him. I like the way his armor feels.
Dude, this figure is so cool.
He's got some heft to him. Couldn't think of a better. I like the way the boots look. That's probably the best detail I got on that.
Yeah. Dude, I know like people are not the biggest fan of figure arts because like I know a lot of people are very very much so statue. Are you like more of a statue guy?
No, I kind of like the way I like figure arts because I always think like hypothetically I can make a really cool stop motion video with these. I don't know why that's what
there's
I think
that, though. And I like the ability to be able to like pose them myself and put them like when you buy a statue of like Goku doing a blast like this or something. He will forever be doing that blast.
Yeah.
But when you buy like the Toyotaro UI Goku, he can be doing a Kamehameha blast. I could have him like be interlocked with a Jiren Like, there's so, like,
there's a lot more possibilities.
I could recreate him and Frieza at the end of Super, but his UI.
Yeah, but they're also just like, I like that they're more like toys too. Like, hypothetically, like, if you have kids, like, if they ever want to play, if you have like
my some kids opens, are not playing with
not the greatest. Some of them are not like toy.
They're
toys,
not playing with any of them. None of them are toys. Toys, Dotto.
Some of them. I mean, if I was a kid, I would go crazy with some figure arts, bro. I would go actually wild with some figure arts.
I mean, look how, dude, it covers my head almost completely.
I mean, even, you know what I'm going to say? Even if I wasn't a kid, if I had stop motion skills, figure arts would be so much fun. I go on YouTube.
Just do it.
I go on YouTube and watch random people's like stop motion with them just because I think it looks sick. Hold on, let me save Yajirobe here. I'm just gonna. Oh, they even gave him his underwear.
Oh, did they?
That's a little disappointing, but. Why bro checked with some interest in his eyes. Anyway, Yajirobe does come up big, but first, in order for him to even get that opportunity, Krillin and Gohan do have to run some distraction. It's supposed to be Yajirobe running the distraction. I do have a minor beef with this episode. Krillin, Vegeta does chalk it up to his battle expertise. He knew Krillin would be there if Gohan come back, but Gohan had his full undivided attention. And what? Vegeta just happened to jump. Did he hear the destructor disc? Krillin did call it out loud, but that's for the viewers.
That turned him around.
No, he's looking the right way. Wait, no, he's looking the right way.
I feel like I turned him around the wrong way here.
Oh, that looks kind of cool. You mean like he's like,
yeah,
he's like sliced through it.
I'm sorry. I made us. How many times can I derail the pod?
Quite a few. But I was talking about the Yajirobe thing while you were fiddling with that. So we're basically caught up to Vegeta jumps the destructor disc. That's when he's like bad mouthing Krillin, bad mouthing Gohan. Yajirobe comes in, puts a stop to it. And Vegeta deforms.
So. But before that, though, we did miss a very important moment.
What was that?
I mean, like, I feel like you didn't give enough, like, you didn't put enough of the Destructo Disc sauce on the episode here.
It was pretty nice. It looked good. The armband,
you know.
I mean, just let Destructo Disc get a win. I hope if Super comes back.
Is this your favorite Destructo Disc?
I like the one against Nappa, but okay. I do, and there's also, like, the one against Nappa is probably the best because he like spins it up.
This one was cool though.
It was cool. All Destructo Disc are cool. There's some good ones in Namek too. But I really wish it's too late now. But Destructo Disc really should have gotten a kill. It really needed a kill.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad it got Frieza's tail, but it really needed a kill. Well, we don't know. I mean, but.
It is so interesting to me when I think back on like my memory of Dragon Ball and how fuzzy the Saiyan Saga to even like Frieza is. But then I remember Android and the rest of it so much more vividly.
Like plot points or like episodes?
Everything.
Everything? Really? Because I don't remember anything about the Androids.
Oh, no. Everything of what I remember.
So you remember everything you remember?
All of my Saiyan Saga and Frieza Saga knowledge is very fuzzy. I started like the main stuff I've watched.
Okay, but the fuzzy stuff. So you're saying the stuff you remember from the Android through is pixel perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Let me quiz you. Lapis Lazuli or who?
I believe that Trunks' siblings we've not been introduced to yet.
Yeah, you got me there. That was a. I tried to throw him off too.
It's the hair.
Yeah. That's why.
So.
Well. The Destructo Disc was nice. I'll go back to that one more time because Krillin deserves his flowers.
Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know. I felt like we didn't talk about that enough. And that was a pretty.
Well, that's because.
Oh, there's another part that I thought you might mention.
Yeah, what was that?
You know, when Goku was running away in the previous episode.
Yeah.
You really called that out.
Yeah.
And your boy Krillin did that exact thing in this episode.
You like the just dashing amongst the rocks. Yeah, I guess I did skip over that. That was a cool shot, though. Gohan and Krillin like split up and jump over rocks from the.
It's pretty badass.
The Gozi Desert. Go.
Gizard.
Sorry, Gizard. I've watched a lot of Dragon Ball recently. Sandland also. Sandland is part of that. The Gizard Desert.
You guys can go to keymoments.com/host and put in your applications.
Okay. Well, I hope that doesn't. Nobody knows Dragon Ball like me. I bring a very. Big talent to the team. Gazar Desert, they're jumping around. It looks sick. The reason I wasn't gassing Krillin up too much is because he does get hoed like crazy on this. Because Vegeta, after he deforms, he's pissed. He just says, I'm going to kill you guys now.
And like one punch and one...
He specifically targets the five-year-old. Sternum punch.
Yep.
Follow through.
It's crazy, by the way.
Krillin heroically acts up to try to protect him. One kick skips him off seven rocks. Yeah. Seven rocks. That's just not fair.
You're not recovering from that.
He literally didn't. He was broken after that. Gohan, on the other hand, was pretty okay.
Yeah.
He got up.
Well, he needed a pep talk.
He needed a pep talk from his dad.
Because Vegeta throws him down by Goku, and they're about to like have a moment.
That was funny.
And Vegeta's like, no.
Well, like he says, you love this line. Being a fiend's a lot like being a photographer. You need to wait for the right moment.
Yes.
And he said that.
Damn, you said that without skipping a beat.
Well, I watched the episode.
Guys, the submissions for A Key Moments Host have been closed.
I'm yes. Sorry. Yes. Nice. Good job. I'm glad I clutched that
damn,
up.
Damn, that was sick.
Well, you love that line. You
that
said
line
it in the reaction.
Was sick as hell. Yeah.
And dub. Again, it's really it's funny to me because it was toxic. Go on and Goku were literally about to hold hands with fatherly love.
It's about to be a touching moment.
Dude. It was. And then he got hit with the birder special, basically, but damn. In the spleen.
And then Gohan gets up with his like roughed up forehead.
It's pretty rough.
Just goes in.
He beat his ass, bro.
The prodigal son. Now, this is one of the key moments of this episode.
Whoa, key moments highlight.
Krillin, we need to Krillin get making his way over to Goku.
I remember this very spot on.
I remember this, but I'm also questioning if it's because this exact moment
is. Are we going to say the same thing?
A Dokkan card.
Is a Team Super in Raging Blast.
Is it?
If you have Goku, Krillin, and Gohan on a team, you can throw it, and then even if it misses, you can have Gohan bounce it back, and it's an auto hit. Like, it's confirmed to hit.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. But I don't know where they're getting that from, because they don't even throw it in this episode.
They do not throw it. So Goku is still holding on to the energy, which, by the way, if I didn't know that was coming, that would have been a pretty cool, like, what?
Yes. Like, because it looks like it fades away completely.
Yes.
In the other episode. But Goku confirms, no, I got a little bit of it left. It's not really mine, though.
Which actually, in our reactions for that episode, I'm like, oh, shit, you just wasted a bunch of the energy.
Yeah. They fooled you.
Because when I was in the middle of it, I definitely forgot that's what happened.
They got him.
I knew that Krillin got a spirit ball at some point. I just didn't know it ended up working out that exact same way.
Yeah. No, it was a huge play from them. Well, yeah. Actually, Nano, that brings us to probably one of the most underrated parts of this episode that you probably wouldn't see brought up online. This has one of the sickest ending arts.
Oh my gosh.
You
dude.
Forgot. You well, forgot about it. Cause it ends with Krillin holding the spirit bomb.
I didn't forget.
Spirit bomb.
I said, that's our thumbnail. It's probably not our thumbnail, but
it is a good, it is good.
It is really good.
It's definitely somebody's wallpaper. It might be my wallpaper when I get back home. It's that good. Honestly, I want to do a segment where we start rating the art and stuff. You know, give the guy on Twitter, you know, another thing to keep track of. Shout out to that guy. Probably the best.
Shout out to that guy.
That guy is my key member for real. He is the GOAT.
I wonder if they are a key member.
Even if they're not. Even if he's not, he is. And if there was a way to give one person key membership for life, I think we can all agree it needs to be him.
Unfortunately, there isn't. I wish there was a way to do that because I wish that my personal Patreon could view the content.
That would be nice. So you're saying you would give it to yourself?
Well, no, I assume we could give it to multiple people.
it would be nice.
Like, there probably is a way. If anyone from Patreon's watching this, like, we tried to show you, we tried to do a thing with you, and you didn't accept our da 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 da, I'd be like, my bad. There's probably not a way to grant someone it, but there's probably a way to make like us admins on the.
Oh, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
You meant like Patreon.com, like its services were like, we tried.
Yes. Yeah. They wanted to do a thing.
Well, what?
Just like an onboarding. Like, let's show you.
Oh, like a tutorial.
Yes.
I'm not reading all that shit. This is a Dragon Ball podcast. We're not fucking reading. Anyway.
Dotto, the major events of this episode were Yajirobe slices off Vegeta's tail, which transforms him back into his normal appearance. And Goku gives Krillin the remaining half of the spirit ball. Wait.
That sounds about right. Did you want to? I guess you have the laptop. Hold on.
Remaining half?
No, not. Was it actually just half?
So split in half. It was only half the energy.
I thought it was less than half. I thought it was like a 10% thing kind of deal.
Yeah, because you were like that. Because when they were talking about it, you're like, well, that if it had been the full, then that would probably obliterated Vegeta.
Yes, because I was like, because I mean, I remember this really messing him up. If it was the full, is he just torn like dead?
This moment we're about to get to, I assume, is maybe next episode, is the funny, funny, funny Twitter edit.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
All right, so the battles in this episode were Goku v. Vegeta, Krillin and Yajirobe v. Vegeta, Gohan and Krillin v. Vegeta, and Gohan v. Vegeta. Man, just so much happening in this episode. Yep. You know the one thing that you did not talk about, Dotto?
What's that?
Chi-Chi.
Who cares? She just like was brain broken.
I would have preferred that bit if she would have just stayed completely
silent,
zoned like, in and silent,
like glass.
Yes,
that would have been probably better.
Or she just falls over.
Yeah, like that would have been standard.
Not whatever. I don't know.
She starts cheering.
These bits are absolutely filler and are absolutely meant to be like a breakaway from the serious moments.
You might as well be funny.
And so I don't know. That wasn't that funny to me.
It wasn't super funny.
So you want me to come in with the trivia and the differences?
Laptop. Yeah.
Okay. So the difference in, by the way, huge shout out to the Dragon Ball Wiki as always. In the anime, upon realizing that Vegeta is unbeatable, Yajirobe leaves the battlefield using his hovercar. After plucking up some courage, he returns to slice off Vegeta's tail. Yeah. In the manga, he never leaves at all.
That's good. See, whenever they try to keep it
your
close
hate
to the manga
for Yajirobe is due to the inaccuracies of the uncut version of Dragon Ball Z.
I would say so, yeah. The anime really, specifically the uncut, really drives up Yajirobe as a shit-eating loser.
Now, can you guess there's only one other difference from the manga to the anime?
The cutaway to Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi at Kami House cheering on Gohan to beat Vegeta is exclusive to the anime.
I like that they always give it a positive tone. It's like, no, that's just exclusive content.
You're not going to believe this, Dotto.
Huh. We got a trivia update?
There's none.
No trivia for this episode? Well, we got to make some up then.
What?
Did you know that they said damn in this episode?
That was definitely crazy. Vegeta says damn in his grade 8 voice. I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, okay. So that's our trivia then. That Vegeta. Fun fact. This is the first time Vegeta says damn in his grade 8 voice.
And only?
Probably.
Do we ever see Vegeta go grade 8 begin in the entire series?
GT.
I'm not counting GT. I'm talking about Z.
Yeah, I don't even know if that happens, but yes, probably. What happens to his tail? He just never gets it back, right? Or does
he not ever get it back? Does he not have it on Namek?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because aren't you supposed to? I thought a Saiyan always gets two tails in their life. Is this true or am I making this up? I think a Saiyan gets two tails. One as a kid and then one after you lose it as a kid or lose it. So did Vegeta lose his tail? We've got some typing going on. We could be getting some Google here. We may have clarification on the way.
You six Saiyans don't have tails as a race. That's interesting. They evolved them away.
All right.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
Well, I know they didn't have tails, which is kind of sad. I think tails are cool, but
yeah, that definitely is interesting. So, man, I can't find a definitive answer to this.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Well, I'm happy to just end it there with our one trivia. I think we did good with that. You still Googling over there? It's Kakarot response speeds? Yeah, just doing a little more research here.
Fun fact, Saiyan tails
can
burn easily when exposed to fire.
Okay, good. We got some trivia.
There you go.
Is that true? I guess that's true. All right. That's one more piece of trivia for you guys here today. Also, only just now realizing you've had a Naruto cup for the Z rewatch.
That is just such a sick cup.
It is a pretty cool cup.
Look, Scouter Vegeta.
Okay. All right. All right. That evens it out. That evens it out.
That evens it out like crazy.
We're just an anime podcast.
Yeah, so Vegeta's tail is cut off by Yajirobe and does not grow back. Though in GT, it is regrown twice through artificial means.
Okay, so he never gets it again. So I swear I remember it saying
I can't find anything that gets two tails. I can't find anything that talks about him.
Maybe you just get one tail.
I can't find anything that talks about them having two tails.
No, because Goku gets two, because he loses it, and then he gets it again, and then he goes, and then he loses it, and then it's gone.
He actually loses his tail three times.
Huh? Okay, well, I don't know anything.
Yeah, Goku loses his tail three times.
And Vegeta can't even grow it back, not even once.
Why you always, dude? Vegeta catches too many strays in this podcast. Well,
I'm just saying, like, just, why he didn't deserve to lose his tail.
I'm looking forward to you glazing Vegeta and Namek, and if you don't,
it'll probably be a glaze session for him there.
I need some Vegeta glazing on here, man.
That's your job. That's your job,
dude. The ego on Vegeta. You need two people glazing at the same time.
Okay, I mean, Namek is where that's gonna happen. The Zarbon fight,
glaze.
Majin Buu saga,
glaze.
So we have to bide our time. We have to wait. We have to let it marinate.
Cell saga, glaze. Android saga, glaze.
No, dude. The Android, no, I'm going to disagree. Bro is definitely catching
Kakarot, L's. You dog.
Glaze. Bro was catching a lot of L's in the Android saga. But that brings us to...
Dude, here's the thing. I might throw some glaze
on
it and then another layer of glaze. You ever had
double
a crispy,
glaze?
You ever had a Krispy Kreme donut?
You're stacking donuts on it, huh?
You ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
All of their flavored donuts are glazed underneath, and then they add the flavor.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Is it good?
Sometimes you need a lot of glaze. Okay. It's incredible. What?
All right. Well, I'm not a big Krispy Kreme guy.
Krispy Kreme, please come through, man.
More of a...
Did you see you're going to be able to buy like three different Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's starting next year?
Boston Cream?
I don't know. I didn't look to see what three they were.
If it's not Boston Cream, then it's literally...
I thought that was like an interesting team up.
That is interesting. That's pretty big for Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I'd say that's huge for Krispy Kreme.
That's pretty
to
huge
get in
for
McDonald's.
Pretty huge for Krispy Kreme, and pretty big L for McDonald's for not just making their own fucking donuts. But
I feel like, yeah, but Krispy Kreme has like that name brand,
McDonald's
and that style.
I guess
I bet they have a patent on that.
Because I bet if it was just McDonald's donuts, people would be like, "What the fuck, McDonald's donuts? I ain't eating that shit."
Yeah. Well, actually, would they though?
This is just eat. I'm glad we're ending on financial stuff again, like business. Like, how do we think this is going to affect McDonald's stock?
Yeah.
Oh, we just got a notification. I think that's our ratings fresh out of the oven.
Are our ratings ready to be eaten?
I think so. Wait, did you have something else?
I'm good, unless you want me to go into detail about the three times he lost his tail. I think we could probably save that for another pod.
I'm ready to wait. Yeah. Well, we can save that for another pod. We might as well save the discussion just in case.
I have mine.
I have mine too.
Mine's hidden. You guys can't see it. I guess technically I could adjust my hands though. So I could technically, if I wanted to, I could be like, you know.
I know what I'm going to go with.
I know what I'm going with.
Do we want to, are we doing on go again?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Nine.
Eight. I went with an 8. It's still good. Obviously it's still good. It's just like the Yajirobe hating me still lives on. Unfortunately, this was his best episode.
All over the place on this series right now, dude.
Why?
A 10 for the previous two, but somehow this is an 8.
It featured less grade 8 Vegeta and
your
less
ass
Goku.
You're asking more on like episode like 42 and like...
Yeah, I'll
guys,
probably...
Guys, we're going to get to Namek sometime soon.
I'll probably regret it then. Yes, if we're in fillers, because I'll definitely want to watch this more.
And you'll be like, damn, bro. Episode 33 was a 10.
It had great moments. Vegeta's line about being a fiend, that was a highlight. The Destructor Disc was a highlight.
It was all a highlight. The Krillin...
The Gohan and Goku talk.
Dotto, did you just do an 8 because you thought I was going to do a 9?
No.
There's no way you think this is an 8.
It is. Why do you think it's a 9?
It was sick.
It was okay. Was it as sick as the last two?
Like that.
He didn't do anything.
He did everything.
He missed and then got kicked in the head and skipped like a rock.
But the traveling, you can't take that away from him, man. Them coming back. All that sequence was sick, dude.
I mean, that was cool.
The environmental shot of them like...
And Krillin did tell Yajirobe to cut off the tail. So he is kind of the MVP.
8.
8.
I don't even know. Guys...
Well, I don't know.
Thank you for supporting us.
What are we thinking in the comments?
Maybe there will be an episode next week. Maybe not. There will be. You should definitely go over to the Key Moments Patreon. You should click join on YouTube and you can watch next week's episode right now. By being a key member. Now, if you're a key member hearing that, then obviously you know that doesn't make sense because you're watching this a week early. So this is, anyways. But you can always say a week ahead. Asterisk when we're a week ahead. By being a key member, you can see our reactions.
We're going to be a week ahead for a long time. Okay. We've been a week ahead for a while.
We have. We've made sure to have something.
I don't think we've ever missed it. That's what I got to. You said you got to call me out for saying it.
By the way, we did miss it.
When?
Bro, what?
When?
There was like a month and a half where we were not ahead.
Was there?
We were recording for that week every week. It is killing me.
Oh, I remember.
Remember that era? Yeah, we were recording for...
That era sucked.
That era did suck. I don't want to get behind like that again. So for now...
That one sucked.
You guys I'm get, surprised you guys we survived get to be a week that. Ahead. As long as we're a week ahead, you're a week ahead. So that's pretty much where we're at. But thank you guys for supporting us. Eight. Yeah. Anyways, I can hear the tune.
Thank you guys for watching. Comment below what you would give it out of 10.